We are back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perotti, along with Nick Perotti. Special guest, head coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys basketball team, Alan Edwards, to join us, coach. Good to have you back on the program. Busy day today, but I want to get into an event that happened yesterday and it concerned former senior guard Nye Redding, who was, again, not guilty of an altercation that happened in downtown Laramie back in December. I guess your thoughts on the young man at least being able to clear his name.
Well, you know, it was an unfortunate situation, and I actually attended the trial as well. And I guess what I don't want to anybody forget that, you know, there were people that got hurt within this matter. But, you know, just being there and even going through the process with Nye and even the stance that we took, obviously it was more about letting the justice system do its part. But within all of it, you know, it's hard to say happy or sad. You know, you just didn't want the wrong person being convicted for something that he felt that he did not do. But at the same time, you just don't want to disregard that a young lady was hurt within this matter, and just figuring out somehow finding the person that actually did what was said that was done to her.
Coach, part of my ignorance as I ask this next question, with him being let go off the team last year because of the purported incident, and again, I think it was 9 games into the season, does he lose that senior year of eligibility, or does he get that year reinstated?
Well, I don't necessarily say he loses it. I think if he tried to appeal it within the NCAA, mm-hmm. They would have to rule on that in a sense of giving him the year back, but it's not guaranteed that, yes, he has another year. But I don't know if we had not spoken about that, so I don't know if that's something that he wants to do. But again, it was just an unfortunate situation.
Coach, thank you for your comments, and I do appreciate that. Let me get right into the heart of the matter, and this kind of reminds me of an old episode on Seinfeld where Woody the bartender asks Norm, how's it going? And he says, well, Woody, I'm wearing milkbone underwear, and it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. And I'm thinking to myself...
You're talking Seinfeld, not Cheers?
Cheers, excuse me, go. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, my point is, well, I'm old too. Yeah. Coach, that's what I think in your profession right now, everybody's going after certain recruits right now, and there's a lot of colleges, whether it's D1, D2, even JUCOs, everybody's going after freshman classes right now. And tell us a little bit how it was for you this season.
Well, you know what, I'm excited about the couple kids that we had today, but also the kid, Kenny Foster, that we got in the early signing period. And like you said, I mean, it's a part of what we do. I mean, no matter what level you're on, and again, even with the whole transfer portal and fifth-year seniors and things of that nature, you know, all that comes into play. But the two young men that signed with us today, Quan Marvel, who, you know, we really recruited, you know, very hard over the summer, and I don't know if you guys remember, actually committed to us early and decommitted, and then recommitted to us, you know, after a scholarship was available. But, you know, he's a big guard that has a toughness about him, can play multiple positions, very good at the point or off the basketball, defends it well, rebounds it well, has a high basketball IQ, and then he shoots it. And Greg, which is a tremendous lead guard, leadership type qualities, and has a tremendous belief in his abilities, and also a guy that has the toughness about him. Both of these guys' bodies are ready to play at the next level, and he does a great job of just, you know, being a leader, bringing guys together, and at the same time, you know, he has the ability to score it as well. So happy to get these two, and at the same time, you know, still in the process of finishing out this recruiting class.
Again, three signed recruits. Again, as you mentioned with Kenny Foster, do want to at least mention to folks that he was named recently the Gatorade Player of the Year down in the state of Colorado. He's a three-star rank, at least three-star ranking, at least player from the state of Colorado that the Cowboys have signed. Now with three signed recruits, at least coming up for the Wyoming Cowboys, how many scholarships do you have remaining right now to give out to potential recruits right now, Coach?
We have two left. And I don't know if you guys know, obviously, Trace Young, decided to get into the transfer portal. And then we, regained one with, Tyreek because of his heart, and because of his being medically, disqualified.
Coach, you know, last year we had you on this program and we were talking about, the signings that you had, that were coming to, UW. And one of the comments that you made, and I'll never forget, you said, all these guys can play offense, but they really haven't been tested yet defensively. Did you see that with that? And again, I know you had a lot of injuries. And again, I can't even fathom the season that you went through this year, especially with the injuries. But did you see that in play this year with those young men? Did they try to give you that offensive look, but were still a little weak on the defensive side?
Well, I thought they – I mean, again – It was a tough year, but I thought they got thrown into the fire. And with them being thrown in the fire, I thought they just grew at a pace that, you know, didn't produce as many wins that one would probably anticipate. But, you know, I thought again, JJ did a great job of carrying the guys and keeping them engaged and just taking the baby steps. But I thought as the year went on, you just noticed things that they got better at, but it wasn't, again, something that just turned over into wins. But they were more offensive-minded than they were defensively. But as the year went on, I thought guys started to understand that better. And then even as the year ended and getting ready for next year and talking to these guys as we're working out right now, the biggest focus has been on defending, two things, cardio, defending, and rebounding the basketball. So, but sometimes that helps you more when you have a guy in his second year versus the first year, especially freshmen. And I thought the one thing that kept us back, too, was their bodies wasn't ready for the physical beating that, you know, we kind of endured with some of the more mature teams that we had on our schedule.
You know, I was going to say, talking about those big bodies, not to cut you off, but with those big bodies and something that we see here, especially here in the city of Cheyenne with Laramie County Community College and the men's basketball program here, where, again, size is something that is desperately needed in college basketball. But is that something for you, Coach, where you saw what happened last year? And here in the offseason, you know, understand that you were at the JUCO National Tournament, have that opportunity here with the Region 9, at least here in the state of Wyoming, down in Colorado and western Nebraska. But is it something where you've looked at seeing those college-ready big players, whether it's at LCCC or at a Casper College or Sheridan? You know, again, we got a lot of talent here in the state of Wyoming, or at least here in the Region 9 area. Have you taken a look at least at those players throughout this area for at least bringing on to the University of Wyoming?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things we do have the luxury of having so many junior colleges here in the state. And we're spread out a little bit, so it takes a little while for us to get to the locations. But I thought we did a good job of covering it. Obviously, saw Casper out in the National JUCO. Sheridan, we had already seen because we were recruiting a big that ended up choosing to go somewhere else. But I think we do a good job of just making sure we're popping in and at least seeing these guys. But it still comes back to, you know, our fit and what we're looking for. And, you know, different than what you just said, being out of the National JUCO event, you know, obviously saw some bigs there that we were intrigued by that obviously we want to get on campus for official visits. And at the same time, you know, one of the biggest things, you know, when I talked to our strength coach, Coach Marcus, was, you know, our bodies have to change, you know, with the kids, the young men that we have in our program. And, you know, just over the past month, you can see the work that these guys have been putting in the weight room and putting on weight just so they're getting ready for us coming back in the summer, but also for next season.
Coach, you know, you came off a couple of 20-win seasons, and you went out and you heavily recruited last year. And, of course, this year with all of the injuries, and again, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a pass on this season because that's just one of those anomaly years where injuries were everywhere, you know, except for folks in the stands. But my point is, was it tougher to do the recruiting once you have a season like this year?
Well, it's yes and no. I think at the end of the day, you know, when you're recruiting, you say what was going on with the year, but you sell what you did for the first 2 years, you know, winning the CBI championship, going from 13 wins to 23 wins, and then coming back with a 20-win season. And then when talking to recruits or talking to the recruits' parents or talking to the coaches, I was very detailed about this year and how it went and how it happened. And you would be amazed at how the reaction that people would, you know, kind of say, wow, you went through all of that. And the one thing I would say, even going through all of that, you know, the spirit was still good within this program. So, you know, this year is not what we've done here at the University of Wyoming. But you still have to go up against negative recruiting because people would look at the record and say that, oh, man, they had a horrible year. But that's where the information part comes in. And then the relationship because, you know, even in this recruiting business, when you decide to get out there and recruit, you're going back to people that you really, really know and the people that know you and what you're about and the type of program that you're running. So, again, to get these three kids that we've gotten so far, that really came back down to relationships and recruiting our tails off and then explaining to them what we went through this year and actually having them watch some of our games and, you know, helping them to understand that we had to activate a manager to play for us and we had to bring somebody over from football and then we just had guys coming in and out with injuries and then we lost veteran guys. And we had to rely on first-year guys and freshmen to get through the season.
You know, Coach, and final thought for me, and thank you again for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. And, again, it's not about the W's and L's here in this question, but a lot of those young guys that you brought in last year come from, you know, good programs, and last year's season was like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen this happen before. What was the message to these guys to, you know, because, again, they're young, they've got fragile egos. What was your message to them as they get ready for the next season?
Well, you know what? I mean, I thought the message, even going through what we were going through, was very consistent. And, again, every time we showed up to play a game, I was very confident in our guys to go out there and compete and win. We just didn't show – we didn't win. So they never, I don't feel like they ever lost confidence within going through what we went through. But as we get prepared for this year, you know, one of our biggest things was, guys, we have to work harder, you know, whether it be in the weight room, whether it be on the court, embracing what we need to be able to do on the defensive end of the floor, rebounding the basketball and taking care of it on offense. I think you still go back to, you know, what your identity is or what you're trying to create. Here at the University of Wyoming. So I don't think we have a very fragile group in a sense of mentality. I think now some of these guys are saying, man, we just went through one heck of a year and we dealt with so much, and yet we kind of came out of it on the back end to where we won two out of our last three and then actually had a good lead in the tournament that we shook off. But I thought just even ending the way we were able to end gave these guys some positivity. And then bringing back a guy like Maldonado, who I think would be the best leader that this program has seen in a very, very long time, get back out there on the floor with these guys and them following him, I think we're in good hands with him in a sense, taking over from what J.J. was able to leave behind.
Well, Coach, we thank you so much for joining us on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Hopefully we'll get to catch up with you down the road here in maybe a couple of months.
No problem. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Alan Edwards, head coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, join us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We do need to pause for a break, and we'll be back after these words.